Welcome into the gym class for a Friday here on KGYM, a hot Friday here at 2 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We got a great show coming up for you. A lot of racing, a lot of football talk to get to. Iowa met the media today in Chicago. We will talk about that. Also talk about the big topic that came out this morning in Chicago. We'll get to that as well. Jeremiah Davis will join us to talk some local racing. Lee Diffie, the voice of IndyCar and also one of the voices as far as the Winter and Summer Olympics on NBC, going to be joining us. He's going to be calling the Iowa 300 tomorrow night over in Newton. That and a whole lot more coming your way on the Gym Class on KGYM. Hot enough for you out there? Welcome in to the studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. It is the Gym Class taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here on this Friday. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today. We do appreciate you listening in. We're going to be live from Big Ten Media Days coming up here at 4 o'clock with Todd and Alex on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That'll be coming your way at 4 o'clock. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, northeastern Cedar Rapids. Great place to get the weekend started. Stop on by after work. Take the boss, take the co-workers, what have you. And it's, like we said, locally owned and operated at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, northeast in Cedar Rapids. Lot to get to on the program here today. Big Ten Media Day kind of highlighting things, and we'll talk about that coming up here with you in just a moment. If you'd like to weigh in, love to hear from you out there on the Hurtin & Stocker Jewelers text line at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. That's the Hurtin & Stocker Jewelers text line located, they are on the Penn Mall down in Iowa City. Warm one today. Mark, you know it's warm when a company-wide edict comes out yesterday that tells everyone you can wear shorts, etc., and flip-flops today, even though we're air-conditioned inside. But it's a scorcher out there.
Well, it is indeed, and I think maybe one more day of this, and then back to almost normalcy. And just a matter of being smart out there. Hydrate yourself.
Please.
Yep, and don't be out there too long.
No, do not be out there too long. And if you
I say that and you're playing in a golf tournament tomorrow, 5.5, 6 hours. You hope not that long.
I hope not. Hope not, but that's fine. We'll have a good time out there. Yeah, the final Crandic event coming up tomorrow at Finkbein. It'll be a warm one, even at 8:30 in the morning. So, yeah, we'll see how that plays out. Lot to get to on the show here today. Let's start off, though, with the Open Championship going on at Royal Portrush. And, boy, it looked good today for a while. We knew Zach Johnson needed to have a good day, and, boy, he had a great front nine. And then I think it was a situation, made a great save at 13 when he almost had to hit a putt out of a bunker left-handed, made par there. But once in a major you get to the point you know you need a birdie and you don't get it and you get a bogey, you kind of the wheels come off a little bit and you just kind of lose all that mental steam. And I think that's what happened to Zach today.
Yeah, it was a very good start for Zach. He birdied three out of his first six holes and had some other opportunities. And unfortunately, he bogeyed three out of his last four and finished a one over par round of 72 today. He will not play the weekend. That breaks a string of 12 consecutive open cuts that he had made. He is at plus four, and that's three strokes above the cut line. Plenty of other good players are not going to be around. Rory McIlroy excited the crowd today with a 66, but he finished at plus two, one outside the cut line, along with Jason Day.
Important safety tip for all you kids out there. Do not backhand, because that cost Rory a spot in the Open Championship in his home country of Northern Ireland.
Yeah, he did that yesterday on number 16, just less than a foot and real careless and lost his focus there. But It's an unfortunate thing, too, because he's from Northern Ireland and so much attention on him. Tiger Woods, a one-under round of 70 today, but he is gone for the weekend at plus six. Phil Mickelson out, plus eight. I think I heard the first time in like 80 majors. 83 majors that Tiger and Phil have competed in together. First time neither will make the cut.
Correct. First time neither one is going to make the cut. That is a pretty staggering statistic right there. And they will continue on tomorrow without a lot of good players. But interesting at the top, you got Shane Lowry from neighboring Ireland, the Republic of Ireland. And you've got J.B. Holmes. Two guys that
spend a lot of time in the fitness trailer, do they?
No, and you could have gotten 50 guesses at who was going to be the co-leaders at the halfway point, and I don't think you would have probably started with J.B. Holmes and Shane Lowry.
But more apt to have a pint together than...
Yes, there they are.
J.B. and Shane Lowry, both at minus eight. They lead the field. Tommy Fleetwood and 46-year-old Lee Westwood at minus seven. Group of players at minus six, Cam Smith, Justin Harding, Justin Rose. Brooks Koepka, he is three back at minus five. Jordan Spieth having a good tournament. He is also at minus five. So I think you'd agree, Scott, it's still anybody's tournament.
Yeah. Especially they're talking about not horrible weather for the weekend, but maybe a little bit worse than it's been the first couple of days. So we'll see how it plays out. Temperatures were in the low 60s with winds about 10 to 15. A gentle zephyr, as they say, over in England, in Northern Ireland. The Great Britain, I should say. 319-366-1600, if you would like to weigh in. We turn from the Open Championship to Big Ten Football Media Days. And again, Todd and Alex will be there starting at 4 o'clock. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz will be among their guests live coming up later on today, I believe, during the 5 o'clock hour. But you're going to want to tune in to all 3 hours of the program today. The big stories coming out. Kirk Ferentz, we'll start with Iowa. Kirk Ferentz met the media this morning. And nothing earth-shattering as per usual. He thanked Jim Delaney for his work as a commissioner of the Big Ten Conference. The one piece of news that came out today as far as Iowa is concerned was that Kirk mentioned that Oliver Martin's family has hired an attorney to try to help and expedite his request to play football this fall. I don't know if that's going to help as far as the NCAA is concerned or the Big Ten Conference or both is concerned, but the Martin family obviously is very serious about trying to get Oliver out on the field this fall. So that's where that stands. No decision has been made, but they expect something coming up in the next week to 10 days or so.
Yeah, Oliver Martin has a year of eligibility at stake. Should the NCAA not grant him a waiver or the Big Ten or the Big Ten, he's going to lose a year of eligibility because he already redshirted 1 year at Michigan. So he wants to preserve those 3 years. And I'm making an assumption here, but I think the family wants to make sure that the NCAA knows there's a legitimate reason that Oliver Martin left Michigan, whatever that may be.
Leaving of the coordinator, et cetera, or the coordinator and the position coach were what Oliver Martin was staking that ability to play this year upon. And it still might happen. We shall see. Now, it was interesting, Jim Harbaugh in his comments today was asked about Oliver Martin pretty directly. And he said he was surprised because Oliver Martin had a great spring, and Oliver Martin was at the top of the Michigan depth chart after spring. Now, if that's just coaches, I have not seen a Michigan depth chart. I have not attempted to find a Michigan depth chart from after spring football. But if that's the case, and Iowa got a pretty good one, I think you will say, as far as having Oliver Martin transfer from Ann Arbor to Iowa City.
And Iowa knew that when Oliver Martin was at Iowa City West and making his decision as to where to go to college. Obviously, he picked Michigan, much to the chagrin of Iowa fans, but it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in that case. And it's an improved group of wide receivers at Iowa, and he would just help that situation.
Yes, he would. 319-366-1600. The other piece of news today, out of Big Ten Media Day coming out this morning, Scott Dochterman at The Athletic, who we talked with on Monday, wrote about it. James Franklin was very passionate about it. P.J. Fleck then threw his two cents in, the Minnesota coach, and said, yes, change is coming. Don't put away all that paraphernalia from legends and leaders too quickly, Mark, because apparently the Big Ten is thinking about realigning divisions. I think it's an absolutely horrible idea. I love the West. I love the East. Who's to say in 5 to 10 years the West is not going to be maybe even superior to the East? All this stuff is cyclical. Why mess with it? I know why. James Franklin's sick of finishing third to Michigan and Ohio State. That's easy to figure out. But do you really want to see Ohio State and Michigan play two times in a row, 8 out of 10 years, 2 weeks in a row at the end of the season? That's basically what it comes down to, because you know Ohio State and Michigan are not going to be in the same division.
Yeah, I have one response, and that's why. Legends and Leaders was stupid. They got it right geographically and otherwise with the West and the East.
Do you want Iowa not to play Wisconsin and Minnesota again?
Yeah.
It's dumb.
And it just so happens Ohio State and Michigan are two true blue bloods in college football and happen to be in the same division. And, yeah, James Franklin probably more times than not is going to finish behind one or both of those at Penn State. Imagine how Maryland and Rutgers feel. They probably feel the same way in the West. But...
Hey, James, that's why you signed up for Penn State. You knew going in Ohio State and Michigan were going to be in your division. So,
imagine a Western division with Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, Maryland, and Rutgers, and throw in Purdue, you know?
Although Purdue's getting better.
I don't get it.
That is the subject of our poll question at kgymradio.com. It is not set in stone or anything like that, but like we said, James Franklin was pretty passionate about it today. P.J. Fleck was talking about he can feel change is coming. We go to our poll question at kgymradio.com.
Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Should the Big Ten realign the football divisions again? Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
What do you think out there? Love to hear from you. Got a few minutes here before we're going to bring in Jeremiah Davis and talk a little racing with him. 319-366-1600. That's the phone line. That is also the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertina Stocker Jewelers, they are located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. What are your thoughts about it? Like we said, I'm against it. Sounds like Mark is against it. We'll see if we'll get Kyle's opinion here. He's a younger guy, and see what he thinks about it. Kyle remembers Legends and Leaders, though.
Oh, I thought the names were stupid.
Well, I'm not going to say they're going to have the same names. They can't have the same names because that did not go. That went over like a lead balloon.
Yeah, that was awful.
Back in the day. Do you want to see it? We're against it, this realignment possibility the Big Ten's talking about.
I guess my only thought is that it's true. Right now, the Eastern Division is a lot better between Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State. Those are, you know, three of your best teams for the last decade or so. And especially with Michigan State, Wisconsin stumbling, Northwestern just won the West last year. It looks as imbalanced as it could right now. But my whole thing is that if you do realign, it's only going to be a matter of time before they become imbalanced one way or the other. These things are cyclical.
You can't do it every year because you got to work on schedules.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
this has got to be.
That's also true.
Right.
There's a logistics part to it.
Logistically, you got to do this. You got to leave it alone at least 3-4 years, wouldn't you say? A class going through each class?
I just think if we kind of think about, you know, where did this come from? And maybe I'm wrong, but James Franklin has been the loudest, and that's true right now. This came up in the first place because James Franklin made some comments. And it's interesting to me that this idea comes from him, because like we said, over there in the East, you've got Ohio State, you've got Michigan, and then third in the pecking order is Penn State. And so I bet James Franklin is a little bit, you know, frustrated and saying, you know, let's shuffle this up a little bit. Let's see if I can get a little bit more favorable draw. But I guess I don't feel like you've heard a lot of this from anybody else. And well, so things have been tough for Penn State in the last few years.
Let me refresh everyone's memories, and this may be why James Franklin is a proponent. The leaders division was Illinois, Indiana, Ohio State, Penn State, Purdue, and Wisconsin. The legends division was Iowa, Michigan, Michigan State, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Northwestern.
Which is a... on paper, a little bit stronger.
Right now it is, yeah.
Now, we're not saying they're going to go back to those divisions.
No, that's what we had before.
Right, right. Plenty of text coming in on the Hurtine and Stocker Jewelers text line.
Allow me to refresh.
Okay, I can help you here. 1577, that's Harbaugh trying to weaken the waiver case. That is as far as Oliver Martin is concerned. Let's see. Another one as far as Harbaugh and Oliver Martin. I was surprised to see that Harbaugh thought Oliver Martin should play right away. Yes, he did say that today. That's from Ryan, the food delivery guy. I appreciate that.
0818. Aren't Auburn, Bama, and LSU in the same division?
Yeah. And throw Mississippi State in there, Texas A&M in there. Yeah. They're pretty good. The SEC West has always been known as a pretty good division.
6328, you guys are just looking at football only. Break down all of the sports and tell me if they are about even. Well, there's no divisions
there's
in
no
basketball.
There's no divisions in basketball, yeah, or baseball or anything else. It's only in football. So
let's hypothetically, let's just say Wisconsin bounces back this year. Michigan State bounces back. They both have good defenses and potentially, you know, good.
And Nebraska does what Nebraska's supposed to do.
And Nebraska takes the step they're supposed to. Iowa looks like a very solid team. I think the West is going to be fine. Like I said, I think things look really weird with the way things went last season. But a year from now, I think the West is going to look a lot stronger than it does right now. And this whole realignment thing is just going to be something that came up last summer.
Doug says, leave it alone. Once you start chasing the rabbit down the hole, it would never end.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. Let's see. A couple more coming in. Absolutely not, says 8328. 8636 says he's going back to the Paterno era. Franklin should remember he's lucky to be coaching at Penn State since they shouldn't have gotten the death penalty to begin with. Yeah, that's going back a little bit, but holy cow. West and East is fine. Leave it alone at this moment. That's the way I believe it should be.
Part of this is stemming from the fact that many in the Big Ten Conference think the league has gotten stiffed in the college football playoffs. And if Michigan and Ohio State were separated, maybe it would be better for strength of schedules and whatnot. But as you pointed out, Scott, last game of the year, Ohio State and Michigan. Should they each win the division? They're going to play a week later.
And it's great for Ohio State and Michigan, but after a while, it's going to take away from the game. When they play 8 out of 10 years or whatever, the very next week in Indianapolis or wherever it's going to be. Just my thoughts about it.
41-82, how dare they?
Short and simple. I like that. I like that. So that's your Big Ten news. As I mentioned, Kirk Ferentz is going to be on live with Todd and Alex coming up during their program from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Nate Stanley also going to be on. Michael Ojemudia also, I believe, is going to stop by. Might have all three of the Hawkeyes. We'll see how it
Torn Young
plays out.
Torn Young, off,
Torn Young, yep. Mm-hmm. So I think all three of them are going to be on the program today. By the way, and I hope everyone caught a couple of the... Well, I hope everyone caught all 3 hours yesterday, but some really good radio from the guys yesterday. Joel Klatt was amazing. That was Joel Klatt unplugged yesterday, which was interesting to hear. The Fox Sports analyst for college football. He was very good. And then the young man who gave the keynote address today from the University of Minnesota, Casey O'Brien, I believe is his name. And his remarks were pretty remarkable today, kicking things off as far as the Big Ten luncheon today.
Phenomenal interview with Todd and Alex as well. Very well-spoken individual, a kid that has beaten cancer three times, was told he would not only not play football again, but he would probably have trouble walking after a tumor was found in his knee. And we've got the podcast up from yesterday. Please go visit it at kgymradio.com. It's a fascinating interview.
Yep, very, very fascinating. All right, 3:22, we're going to take a break. We're going to check in with the guys coming up in about 15 minutes or so. But when we return, we are going to have a conversation that I had with Jeremiah Davis yesterday about local racing and a couple things. First of all, number one, we did this, and then we found out afterwards, very saddened to hear the passing of Verlin Aker a few days ago, who was just one of the best, flat-out best, race car drivers on the dirt through the 60s and the 70s. I believe he started back in the 50s in various Hall of Fames, including the Hawkeye Downs Hall of Fame. And Verlin Aker was one of the really good drivers back in the day, and he passed away this week.
Epic battles out there back then with Daryl Dake, among others.
Oh, man. There was some good racing going on. Not that there isn't now, but back then. So, didn't get a chance to talk about that before we found out about it. So our condolences going out to the Aker family. We're going to take a break, come back. Also, yesterday we gave away the tickets to the U.S. Track and Field Championships. Found out that the winner could not use them. So he said, give them away again. So we're going to do that today. They're good for all 4 days. If you want to use one day, that's great. If you want to use 2 days, that's great. You want to use all four, that's great. Just make sure that one of the days next week, you can get down to Des Moines, Drake Stadium, the Big Blue Oval, etc., and see the United States Track and Field Championship. So we'll give those away now. Caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You will pick those up. Back with more on the Gym Class after this here on KGYM.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Whether your project's below ground, above ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools you need. We sell expertly maintained used equipment from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and boom lifts. Visit us online to search our inventory of more than 4,000 equipment categories and get custom information on any unit. Visit unitedrentals.com/used today.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind, in school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
My summer sale is serious. Hi, this is Sean Holly with Holly's Shop for Men, and you'll find 30% off some items during this sale. Not serious enough? Some have 40% off. Still waiting for something to move you to come in? I mark some of these items at 70% off. Store-wide savings on current fashions and dress shirts, suits, casual clothes, even socks. Seriously, you'll save some real money during my summer sale. On now at Holly's Shop for Men, Lindale Mall.
Join me, the Gym's Todd Brommel Camp, broadcasting live from the Saddler Powertrain off-road and outdoor event tomorrow from 11 to 3. Check out Saddler Powertrain's Facebook page for full event details.
Back in the gym class on a Friday here on 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. And we're going to talk some local racing with you, Jeremiah Davis. Give him a follow on his personal Twitter account. Also, the Inside Track with Jeremiah Davis covers local auto racing around Eastern Iowa. And with the 4th of July and then vacation, we haven't talked to you in a few weeks. And we've gone from wet weather now to hot weather. So we can't buy a break around here, can we?
You know, you would think that with the sunshine and the race would be all right, but I don't know that anybody wants to be out in the hot air at 110 degrees with, you know, 80% humidity.
And in a race car.
Right.
That's the thing. In fact, Hawkeye Downs on Wednesday decided with the forecast 98, 99 degrees and 110 as far as the heat index is concerned. It was just going to be too hot as far as being on the asphalt tonight is concerned. So they pulled the plug pretty early in the week.
Absolutely. And Marshalltown actually followed suit on Thursday, did the exact same thing, excessive heat. You know, it's pretty rare that something like that happens, but discretion is the better part of valor, I think, is the way the phrase goes. You know, it's a bummer, to especially after all the rain, to start the season that, you know, on a dry day that there wouldn't be race cars going around the racetrack. But, you know, it's as much about the fans sitting in the stands as it is about the racers in the cars, because in all reality, they're not going to be in the cars that long, you know, as long as they're properly hydrated. But it's the people sitting in the stands for those first 2 or 3 hours of the show, when it's hot like that and the sun, you know, like at Marshalltown and like at Hawkeye Downs, a lot of the grandstands are in the sun for most of the evening. So it's still going to be super duper hot, and it's just smarter to take the risk out of the equation. You know, it stinks, but you know, you got to do what you got to do to protect people from themselves, because people will still come. You know, there's the diehards will all still show up. And if you're anything like, you know, I raced go-karts last weekend, and it was 98, 99 degrees down in Kansas. And I had to beg my uncle to drink water the whole time, you know, because we're busy working. And it's hard to remind yourself to go do that and stay hydrated. So lots of people don't take that very seriously. So the promoters and the track organizers and all those types of people who have that responsibility have to make that decision.
Yeah, and I think a good one. And then, of course, you just throw Mother Nature in as she wants to hang on as far as rain. And rained out at Columbus Junction on Wednesday night for the Deary Brothers Summer Series as they tried to get back in after a couple weeks off.
Boy, this has got to be one of the rougher years for the Deary Brothers Summer Series in terms of weather and things like that, just wreaking havoc on their season. You know, I've lost track. I think it's only 4 or 5 races they've been able to do at all year. You know, usually by this point they're at 9 or 10. So it's been a frustrating year for a lot of people in that series especially.
Yeah, and the last one they got in was at Benton County Speedway, and Joel Callahan came away with the victory. And I know a lot of people like to see that. It's been a long year. I know Joel was at Florida Speed Weeks down playing with the big boys, and good to see him get into victory lane.
Well, absolutely, and he's had a rough go of it just generally the last couple of years. You know, he was part of that ownership group up at Farley, so he was pulled in a lot of different directions in the last few years. And I think his race program suffered a little bit for that, you know, being distracted and things. I tell you what, even early this year, the couple times I was at the same racetrack he was, he just wasn't at that same competitive level that we got accustomed to with him, you know, 5, 6 years ago. And to see him get back in victory lane, I know it made a lot of people pretty happy.
Yeah, it did. And, of course, since the last time we talked with you, many highlights among them, the way it looks and the way it sounds anyway, the final Hogan at the Benton County Speedway. And if that was the final one, I guess went out with a bang, I guess.
Well, it can confirm it is the final one, at least in the sense that, you know, Scott and Jolynn and Terry and John, they're all – they're done doing all of that organizing. You know, I wouldn't rule out the possibility that somebody, you know, calls, you know, puts $1,000 up or something and calls it the Hogan Memorial sometime in the future. Somebody who, you know, appreciates their family and recognizes their family. But as it exists for it has existed for the last 25 years. That is done. It's a lot of work that they put on, and it's essentially how that kind of deal works. Is the Hogans rent out the track for that night because it's not a normal race night. It was on a Wednesday, and every bit of that money that they raise goes back to the racers. There's not a single cent that they keep. They're not, you know, profiting off of that race. It's about giving back to the racers. I actually attempted to race it myself in a micromod. Had some engine issues, but that's a different story for a different day. it was a really cool experience to be a part of the racing instead of just covering the racing, because the pits are stacked. I mean, I think they had 160 cars or something like that. And the racing was really, really good. The track surface was in really good shape. And it seemed like every class that went out there put on a pretty good show, including the modifieds. I know Caden Carter led pretty much bell to bell, but the racing was really good behind him. And that kid, by the way, if he hasn't proven yet that he's one of the best wheelmen in the Midwest, if people aren't recognizing that, they aren't paying attention, because it doesn't matter what he gets in. He's fast almost immediately. I mean, he won the Caleb Hammond Memorial down at Oski this week as well, and then ran, I think it was second or third in stock car, and I think fifth in sport mod. He was driving a sport mod for somebody else as well. So it's the kid's versatile and really, really good. He showed that. It has showed that in the last few weeks at some of the biggest shows around.
Yeah, very much so. Jeremiah Davis joining us here as we talk local racing on a Friday here in the gym class on KGYM. And we had the big boys come to Independence a couple Fridays ago for the World of Outlaws, and it was the Rocket Shep show that night for Brandon Shepard. The Rocket House car was very stout on that particular night up at Independence.
You know, I was having this conversation with a friend of mine the other day. Apart from maybe Jonathan Davenport, I don't know who's having even a comparable year in a late model compared to Brandon Shepard. I mean, the guy is just running roughshod on the World of Outlaws. And seems like everywhere he goes, it doesn't matter if it – I mean, he ran really well at Eldora, too. You know, you look at that, but he won Eldora. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
When he won the Dream. You know, and that's against combined World of Outlaws and Lucas Oil guys. So you can't throw it, you know, you can't throw out there that, oh, well, he's ducking Davenport and Blomqvist and the Lucas Oil drivers either, because he went on head-to-head, smoked them. So you're looking at a guy who is him and that team, his crew chief, that combination right now is as stout as there is across the country. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out come time for the World 100 and Knoxville and things. But you know, my money, if you were, I know betting's legal now, I don't know if anybody has odds on the World 100, but I'd probably put some money on Bishop.
Yeah, well, and Prairie Dirt Classic coming up a week from Saturday too,
right,
at Fairbury,
right.
So that'll be fun to see them all get together. And then he went up and won up at Duck Creek, just across the Iowa-Minnesota border. Followed that up, and they're going to be back in Davenport on the half mile next Wednesday, and that was the one that I believe it was Chad Simpson that won last year for the victory.
Yeah.
So he's going to try to defend his championship. I know they're both expected to be there next week.
Absolutely, and that's always cool, you know, when an Iowa guy wins one of those. And I believe, if I remember correctly, that was his first World of Outlaws win.
Yep.
Was on the half mile last year, and it was a big deal to him, you know, because he and his brother both, they don't shy away from that level of competition. I think if they both had a better opportunity, they'd both follow either one of the tours, no doubt, you know, in terms of their funding and their equipment and their time. But, you know, whenever that stuff comes around here, they're both there and they're both competitive. And I've talked to the national guys, you know, they know that the Iowa guys are nothing to be trifled with, and the Simpson brothers are two that are, you know, right at that top of that list because they have the talent and they have the experience to be able to.
Very much. That's Jeremiah Davis talking local racing with us here at 3:36 on the gym class on KGYM. We're going to talk a little bit about the Iowa Speedway. We're going to do that with Lee Diffie coming up. Also talked about that with Jeremiah a little bit. It's going to be hot, but it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night at Iowa Speedway. And in case you're wondering, 1-2-3 for Penske Racing. Pagenaud, Power, and Newgarden. 1-2-3 starting things off here. And that was the way that the qualifications went. After that, a bunch of Hondas. Takuma Sato, our man, James Hinchcliffe, the mayor of Hinchtown, will start fifth tomorrow night. Alexander Rossi, sixth. Graham Rahal and Scott Dixon. Ryan Hunter-Reay, Marcus Ericsson. That's your top 10 starting tomorrow. We're going to take a break. Come back. We're going to check in with Todd and Alex up in Chicago. We're going to talk with Lee Diffie, who will be calling that race tomorrow night at the Iowa Speedway. Back with more after this here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
You want to sit in your cubicle for an hour and pretend to be happy? Come on! Swivel your sad excuse for a swivel chair over to B-Dubs and enjoy a real happy hour. Get deals like $2 Bud Light and Coors Light drafts, $3 select premium shots, $5 loaded nachos, and all the games you can watch. So get here and get happy. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
At participating locations, dine-in only. Hours of availability may vary by location. Other limitations may apply where required by law. Must be 21 or older. Void where prohibited.
Alexander Lumber has put on the finishing touches, and they're ready to celebrate the grand opening of their brand new lumber yard. Join them for the party tomorrow from 11 to 2. Bring the family for a complimentary cookout and your favorite summer games. See the brand new lumber yard and everything Alexander Lumber has to offer. Come to the grand opening of Alexander Lumber tomorrow from 11 to 2 in their brand new location, 4340 420th Street, Iowa City, just two blocks east of the Sinclair Station Dinosaur.
To protect your engine, you have to change the oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic truck and SUV motor oil for just $28.95. When your engine works extra hard, give it the protection it needs. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Back with you in the Gym Class, KGYM, on this Friday. Don't forget Todd and Alex coming your way at 4 o'clock with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Live, day two of the Big Ten Media Days. And they're going to be talking with Kirk Ferentz, among others. In fact, we're going to get the rundown right now as through the magic of live radio. We send you to the Hilton on Michigan Avenue in Chicago, where Todd and Alex are standing by right now. I was going to say operators are standing by, but that's a whole different genre of a commercial right there. Gentlemen, how is day two going in Chicago?
Fantastic. We were a little panicked that you were trying to check in with us about 3 or 4 minutes ago because we were actually chatting with Doug Duda of the Doug and Daddy Show.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, we heard your voice in the background, and I had to grab the headset to make sure you weren't trying to talk to us. So we are ready to roll. It is extremely hot here in Chicago today, a 115-degree heat index. Good day to be in the air conditioning in the basement of the Hilton. Kirk Ferentz coming up with us tonight at about 5:15. We've got a great back half of the program. Full 3 hours today is going to be awesome. But Kirk Ferentz, followed by Adam Rittenberg of ESPN. We caught up with former Hawkeye Anthony Heron earlier today. We're going to play him back for everybody at 6 o'clock. And then our last guest of the night will be Mark Morehouse from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. So really looking forward to what should be a great final 3 hours from Chicago.
Todd, one thing we didn't talk about earlier when we highlighted what happened today in Chicago is Gary Barta saying he is pursuing a neutral site game, maybe in Chicago, maybe elsewhere, with a kind of a high-profile team. What do you make of that?
That's going to get everybody's hairs on
besides
the back of
Iowa
their neck
State,
standing
of
up.
Yeah.
Well, I think, as I tweeted earlier today, there's only one team that really makes sense if you're going to do that at Soldier Field, and to me that's Notre Dame, and I can't see that coming together. We've seen Iowa play Northern Illinois at Soldier Field before. I don't know whether I would call that a marquee. Now, if you're going to refer to something as a marquee non-conference game, to me that says Power 5. And I don't know if there's a Power 5 opponent out there that matches up with Iowa and Soldier Field geographically. So there's not really a whole lot there that makes sense, but Gary Barta can get creative from time to time. So I'm interested to see whether anything comes to fruition there moving forward.
Both Mark and I are very much against realignment. That was also brought up today by a couple of the coaches. That's our poll question as well today. And real quick, what do you guys think?
It's been a topic of conversation here today. I think James Franklin got the ball rolling on it yesterday. Ryan Day, the new Ohio State head coach, had some similar things to say about it. But, you know, we talked with Northwestern linebacker Patty Fisher earlier today, chatted with a couple other guys who play in the Big Ten West. And, Alex, they pointed out it's not exactly like life is easy on that side of the division either.
No, they sort of scoffed at that idea. And I think this year we're going to start to see the West flex their muscles a little bit. But I think an interesting idea that is pointed out by one of our guests who you'll hear, Adam Rittenberg of ESPN, what about no divisions? What about no alignment? Take the top two teams. It seems to be working for the Big 12. And I'm sort of with him on that one.
Guys, great show coming up, and you had a great one yesterday, led off by the holder from Minnesota. What a tremendous story that Casey has.
Casey O'Brien, and the funny thing is I ran into him as I was making my way back into the hotel. The luncheon was just getting over, and he was coming out of the door, and I grabbed him really quick, and I said, "Hey, how did it go?" And he said, "Oh, it went great." And the next thing I know, I turned around, and there were probably 15 people, all from different schools, yeah, fans of Michigan State, Michigan, and they were standing there. They wanted to chat with him. They wanted to get pictures with him. I went back and watched a little bit of the highlights of the speech. It sounds like he knocked it out of the park. So we had a fun time chatting with him, and I'm glad everything went well today with the luncheon, and just looking forward to putting the finishing touches here on the next 3 hours or so.
And also a tremendous talk you guys had. It was Joel Klatt unplugged yesterday, which was kind of neat.
Well, I was not expecting that.
Alex and I have a theory about that, because Joel is a former Colorado quarterback.
Uh-oh.
And as we mentioned many times, Radio Row is dominated by the state of Nebraska. And I think we were one of Joel's last interviews yesterday. And he was so happy to not be talking to anybody from Nebraska that he just let loose. It was Joel Klatt unplugged, and it was fantastic stuff. So if anybody missed that, we can go back and direct you to kgymradio.com. You can pull up the podcast and listen to him riff on a lot of subjects.
Well, great job yesterday. I know it'll be another great show today. Guys, safe travels back, and we will see you on Monday.
Yep, 6 o'clock hour is going to be fantastic. I think Hawkeye fans are really going to love hearing from Anthony Heron, and I'll leave it at that.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys, and have a good one today. All right, Todd and Alex joining us from Chicago, and Big Ten Media Days going on up there. 3:45, expecting to get hooked up with Lee Diffie from NBC Sports. Hoping to hear from him coming up here in the next couple of minutes or so. And while we wait, we can talk a little bit more about what the guys were talking about with us, and that is the potential of Big Ten football realignment. Again, this is only football, because that's the only sport that there are divisions as far as the Big Ten is concerned. And for it, against it, how about Adam Rittenberg's thoughts?
I kind of like it.
Get rid of them. Get rid of the divisions. Just have the best two teams make their way to Indianapolis.
Does that just lead to Ohio State and Michigan every year?
Well, you're going to have Ohio State and Michigan there quite a few years. Maybe not as many as if they were in separate divisions. You would still have that back-to-back scenario there. It's an interesting thought, though. It's an interesting thought. 319-366-1600, if you would like to weigh in about that. Divisional realignment, no divisions, what have you. Love to hear from you out there. Again, 319-366-1600. That's a Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line, which is available to you right now. Should mention this as well. Wanted to throw this out there that we have for you today. It's Friday, and that means, once again, we will honor another one of our Athletes of the Week. And it's brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa. This week's Athlete of the Week, Ayanna Lindsay of Iowa City High softball team. As she was named the Mississippi Division Player of the Year. She's only a sophomore, going to be a junior. Not only a very good softball player, but also a very good basketball player as well for Bill McTaggart and the City High basketball team. But great pitcher and has 18 home runs. And she's not the biggest gal in the world. She's a guard in basketball, but has 18 home runs for that City High softball team. So congratulations to Ayanna Lindsay of City High. She is this week's Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa Athlete of the Week.
And you'll see her next at the state softball tournament against Cedar Rapids Kennedy in the first round of the 5A tournament. One afternoon baseball game going on today. Everything else under the lights. The Cubs clinging to a 5-4 lead over the Padres. That game, two outs in the top of the seventh inning. And among those night games tonight, second game of the series between the Athletics and the Twins.
You're very happy that the A's went to the bullpen last night.
I was indeed, and it turned out well for the Twins, a 6-3 victory. Much needed one because Cleveland wins every game nowadays. But you can hear that game tonight, 7 p.m. on 107.5 FM, and the weekend games, in addition to the IndyCar race.
Indeed, that's coming up tomorrow night. That will be at 5:30 on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM coming up tomorrow evening. Twins will play at 5:30 tomorrow as well. I also want to throw out that a lot of baseball tonight with the 4A's and the 3A's getting started with their tournament trail. Please check with your favorite team or local team because some of those games have been moved back a little bit. How about that, Mark? We're used to moving forward. Through the winter,
beat the snow.
Tonight, a lot of them have been moved back. I know Prairie North Scott has been moved back to an 8 o'clock start tonight for one. So please check around because some of those games might be a different time.
Some sites not possible because they have double headers. So yeah, be safe tonight, spectators and players.
Hydrate.
Yep.
I'm hydrating right now.
Hurtina and Stocker Jeweler text line.
Not at the moment.
1577, divisions may not be perfect, but they ensure rivalries. I want to play Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Nebraska every year.
If we get rid of divisions, would you, if you were the Big Ten, new Big Ten commissioner, you come in here and say, okay, give me three teams you want to play every year, your three rivals. And you would pick those three teams, I think, if you're Iowa. You go Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Nebraska. Maybe Illinois on the outside, but Illinois is not a very good football team right now. If you can protect three rivalries and then they just throw everything else, the other six games, into a hat, you good with that?
I think for the most part. One problem I see here, what do you got, nine conference games a year?
Yep.
It's not going to, well, it is possible, but rotate the schedule every 2 years. You got home and away the first 2 years, and then you have new opponents in the Big Ten the next 2 years, home and away. Now, are those kids going to get to play every team in the conference over a four-year period?
If you did that,
it's possible.
That would be a possibility.
Yeah,
that would be a possibility. You can go to visit every Big Ten stadium then. I don't know. I haven't done the mathematics as far as if that scheduling is possible. I'm sure it is. I'm not a mathematician, though. And I think it's not a bad idea. Just protect some of those rivals.
I think it's an interesting concept, but is the system now broke?
No. No.
I don't think at all. If anything, it is much improved over the legends and leaders. Those were contrived divisions. While they might have been more competitive than what we have now, things don't stay the same.
They do not.
So I don't think what we have right now is broke, and I would say don't try to fix it.
And please do not bring back legends and leaders. Come up with something else. Can we go with the Duke and Delaney division at least? An homage to the former commissioners, the last two commissioners of the Big Ten Conference.
Not bad.
We at least do that?
Not bad.
Get rid of legends and leaders. Oh, my gosh. We can't go back to that embarrassment once again as far as the Big Ten is concerned, to have that be the names of the two divisions. All right, we'll take a break. Come back 3:52. We'll get you updated on what happened in a busy day of sports today when we come back here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
The Home Depot is making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. Upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands with gallons starting from just $25.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
The weather's heating up, and at AutoZone, we have the Duralast batteries you can rely on to drive with confidence. They're proven tough, even in the most extreme conditions. That's because they're designed to improve performance and provide your ride with a powerful startup, which means you can count on them to deliver when you need it most. And they're available only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. With more than 5,600 locations nationwide, getting the job done just got easier. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
The year was 1919. Barbasol shaving cream was invented by a dreamer named Frank Shields. The world's first modern shave cream, Barbasol changed the face of shaving forever. A few billion shaves later, Frank's dream lives on. Behind every face is a dream. Barbasol proudly salutes every fearless, self-assured, wide-eyed dreamer all across America. Celebrating 100 years, Barbasol.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
This is IndyCar.
The NTT IndyCar Series returns to Newton, Iowa for the Iowa 300.
Hitch is right there entering three.
Hitch goes to the bottom of Newgarden. They go side by side into turn number three. Hitchcliffe off of turn number four. Anders grabs the spot.
Oh, and how about that? Into the lead. And now
the mayor of Hinchtown will go to victory lane. He wins the Iowa Corn 300. Listen to IndyCar Radio live this Saturday night.
The Iowa 300 this Saturday night at 5:30 on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
The hunt for October continues. It's a National League East showdown when the Nationals face the Braves in Atlanta.
Sunday starting at 5 o'clock here on the Gym, KGYM.
3:55, back with you here on the Gym Class for Friday on KGYM. Hope everyone has a great weekend lined up. Please be careful out there because it is going to be hot, especially on Saturday. Sunday doesn't look too bad. Rain coming in Saturday night, early into Sunday, which sounds like it's going to change things around.
Yeah, my last look was mid-70s on Sunday. So
really?
Yeah.
That far down?
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a refreshing change, won't it?
Looking at the phone, you know, it's...
and it's never wrong.
I've been talking about divisions in the Big Ten and whether they should change after talk the last couple days at Big Ten Football Media Days in Chicago. A 47-02. I love the divisions. East and West is fine. It's fun chasing a division championship and getting a title shot in Indy.
Leave it alone. Sounds like the bottom line with most people right now is just leave it alone. And that is the subject of our Emil Sideway poll question at kgymradio.com. And it's up and ready to go for you to vote in.
Should the Big Ten realign its football divisions again? Yes or no?
Unanimous no.
You're an Iowa fan, right, and Iowa was in the East. Would you feel any different?
Well, let's just say, let's play devil's advocate here. Iowa's got a good program. Wisconsin's got a very good program. It's not going anywhere. Northwestern has been Northwestern the last few years. Minnesota's on the rise. Purdue is on the rise. Nebraska is supposed to be the pick to win this year. You take a look at, you know, you got Illinois in the West. You got Rutgers in the East. Maryland and, you know, the sixth-place team in the West is probably better than the sixth-place team in the East. It's just a matter of how you look at it, up and down the line, I believe. And I don't think it's going to be a whole lot better if you just re-rack things and change the divisions every couple years. That's my thought about it.
We'll see if it gains any traction.
If you got to do it, go with what Adam Rittenberg said. I like that. More with Adam Rittenberg coming up next on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That'll be coming your way.
Right now, it's a unanimous no. Damn. Results of the poll question
me.
Right now.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be about 85% no by the time all is said and done. Love to tell you that Zach Johnson's going to be around at the Open Championship this weekend, but his run of 12 straight cuts made came to an end today at Royal Portrush.
Got off strong, birdieing three out of his first six, but then he bogeyed three out of his last four. En route to a one-over par 72 today, Zach finishes two rounds at plus four, and the cut came at plus one. That will also exclude Rory McIlroy, who
made a
heck of a run, and the Northern Irishman loved watching it today, and as we did. But Rory just misses the cut by one, as did Jason Day. Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, neither will be around for the weekend. And the first time that has happened for that duo in 83 majors.
Which is pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
Since they've been paired in the same tournament. And again, Rory backhanded one yesterday and missed it. So do not backhand any of those putts this weekend if you're out on the golf course. I will remember that.
Should we have another half hour? We would ask about Twitter because my format just changed as many as yours.
Kyle's changed. Mine has not changed yet. I'm waiting for the moment that it does.
Like divisions, don't change.
Don't change, right, Kyle?
Kyle.
I hate it.
Kyle hates it.
I've been involved with Twitter since my sophomore year of high school, and they change it, seems like, once a year, and I never, ever like it.
All right. Don and Alex live from Chicago. That's coming up next. Have a great weekend, everybody.